This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, July 9th. Well, cattle markets starting to show some signs of cracking here as feeder cattle failing at that 160 to 161 level and reversing down a couple days ago and then getting some confirmation of that yesterday. So we're seeing a little bit more extension to the downside in feeders. And it looks like that 160 to 61 level is just, it's tough. It's impressive that we got back up here, frankly, in the first place, considering the fundamentals going on out there. But it's looking like it's going to stall out this market once again. The cash trade on feeder cattle actually has just been on fire. The feeder cattle index jumped $5.79. You just don't see those kind of numbers very often in a moving average, but it certainly had a surge higher. And we're sitting at 151.51. So that's impressive, in its own right, but I think that the futures is showing us something different. Cash Fed trade starting to get rolling late in the week, around 121, which is down a 3 from last week. The dress trade at 199 actually is up 1, so it's quite a difference in what we're seeing there between the Fed trade, the live trade, and the dress trade. Box beef values just continue to erode, down 293 on the choice at 282, select down 202 at 260. The spread was down 91 cents at 21.91, movement 130 loads. Slaughter rate at 367,000 head, of course, that's kind of lagged behind last week at 477 because of the one-day holiday, and last year at 467. So, I guess moving forward, so much depends on what the corn market is doing. And of course, that depends on weather primarily over the next 4 or 5 weeks. That is going to be the driver. And the longer range forecasts are starting to bring that high pressure ridge from the west and pull that into the eastern part of the Central Plains and into the western Midwest. If that pulls into Minnesota, Iowa, that's just a game changer. Corn and beans have had a pretty good correction here, as has wheat. And wheat it's largely because of harvest. Spring wheat has held its own, but corn, it's just had a lot of curveballs thrown at it with court rulings against the biofuels and ethanol, and it just all these questions surrounding mainly the biofuels. But the bottom line is those plants are there. They're building more biofuel plants, biodiesel plants, and demand is going to be there. You've had an early freeze in Brazil, which looks like it did far more damage than what was originally thought. That's going to push world demand to the United States for corn. Ethanol production is completely ramping up. It's the highest it's been in 1.5 years. And everybody's out and about, we're driving. So demand for corn is going to ramp up, and that's going to underpin feed grain prices in general. And I think that's just going to continue to really be a drag on the feeder cattle complex. So the more critical time period, however, is right in front of us over these next 5 weeks. The other thing is the drought across the Northern Plains. Ranchers are out of grass. Their hay crop is a disaster, and they're running out of water. I think we're going to see another round of herd liquidation across the Northern Plains, and that's going to add some pressure to the feeder cattle market most likely over these next few weeks. So it's a combination of drought that's just creating havoc. That's the short term picture, but that's where we're at, and that's all we can really know what's going on right now. But in the broader, bigger picture, and we touched on this yesterday as well, it does set the stage for a significant bull market in cattle. You saw a massive herd liquidation last year because of drought in the west. Now we have it across the Northern Plains and into the northern Midwest, another round of herd liquidation, and that's going to, I think, to have huge impact long term. We haven't really seen it in the Southern Plains. Ironically, that's where a fourth of the beef herd it resides, is in Texas alone. And the Southern and Central Plains have had good moisture. Their pasture conditions, for the most part, are fine. that's probably where many of these Northern Plains calves will go if they don't go into the feedlot. Demand for lighter weight calves has continued to be strong across the Southern Plains. So thank goodness that that is there. If the drought were coming from the south moving north, that would just be a disaster, more of a disaster price-wise than what we're seeing. So I look for more pressure in feeder cattle. We're just seeing more cattle coming into the auction yards. I think that's inevitable, that that's going to continue. That'll put pressure on that market. And of course, corn, you know, it just depends what Mother Nature throws at us the next few weeks. That will certainly be a part of what the price action will be. Long term, I do see just a big bull market developing for cattle. I see the bull market in corn and soybeans staying here for another year, or I should say at least another 6 months, until we see what the Southern Hemisphere crops look like. Brazil has a way of responding acreage-wise, and that certainly could slow things down as far as price action to the upside. I see wheat developing into a long-term bull market because of the disaster going on for spring wheat in here and in Canada. So cattle certainly will be, you know, a part of that process. But I think short-term, it's going to be difficult to move forward. The box beef prices at some point are going to be a drag on cash prices. And I see that happening, starting to happen this week. And for feeder cattle, of course, it just depends on your feed grain supply situation. So that's why I think, you know, the cattle, feeder cattle in particular, are going to see some pressure here, with the fed cattle starting, you know, the cash trade starting to see some weakness, and you know, the probability that you're going to see at least some more strength in corn over the short term. And again, longer term, it's just a matter of time before all this shakes out. And as we get into late fall, early winter, I think you know, prices are going to be much better, and the herd size situation will be better known. But I see a long-term bull market developing in the cattle complex because of the huge liquidation that we're seeing last year and continuing on into this year. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.